Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that things is not going to get better. There's so many times in our lives that even in the midst of us thinking these things that we get weary or we start to faint. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it just cannot get any worse. It's so many times in our lives that we just have a tendency of thinking and believing that we're not going to be able to get over this thing, or we can't get past this thing. And then when we allow these things to overtake us, everything inside of us makes us feel as if we are drained. It makes us think and believe that we are in a place of, or in a point in our lives that enough is just simply enough. We have a tendency of thinking and believing that God ain't hearing us. He done forgot about us. And Lord, I'm just trying to figure out, are you still listening to me? We get to questioning the Lord. And even ourselves. Am I praying with the right attitude? Am I praying with the right motive? What is causing these things to be hindered? Or we get to thinking and believing that God has just simply forgot about us. Now, even though we know that we may be in a different season in our lives, we still feel drained. We still feel as if we can't go any further. Or things just could not get any worse. We get to thinking and we believe in these things within our hearts because these are the thoughts that's inside of our minds. This is just us. This is us as human beings. We forget just how much God loves us. We forget how much the Father loves us. We forget. We forget because things or situations or circumstances or mishaps and all this, we forget just how much He loves us, because we may go to the doctor and the doctor may give us a diagnosis that it causes us to go into a place of fear. Or even it may be something happening in our marriages or even in our relationships, our friendships, in our families, in our homes. We forget just how much God loves us. And then we get to thinking and believing that He do not love us because of the situations or the circumstances or all the stuff that we're going through or that we're experiencing. Not really understanding or even being able to comprehend the magnitude of the Father's love. Dear God in heaven, I come to you and I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction. Lord, you know any and everything that we need. You know what we don't need, Father God. And you know, Father God, if we don't go see the timing of the need. Lord, you know better than we do, Father God. And even though we may think and believe, Father God, that we need it right now, or where is it at, Father, and you know that we need it, Lord, we're asking you to help us on today, Father God, and give us the strength that we need, that we will continue to press, we will continue to endure, we will continue, Father God, to simply stand. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, even the ones that's on the way. Touch the ones that need to come and won't. Touch the ones, Father God, that desire to come and came. I'm asking you to touch them in their hearts and their mind, Father God, that your word will expound them, Lord, and that your word will ring in their ears and in their hearts, Father God, that they may be able to accept your truth. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we may have a clarity of your love on today, God. That we may have the understanding of your love on today, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to continue to hold on to the hope, God, and continue to be strengthened, that we may continue to be able to press. I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us on today, Father God, as we even begin to empty ourselves out on today. and give you all the cares and worries and problems, God, because you know the plan, God. You are the one that has the master plan. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to handle it. We know that you can do it, God. We know, Father God, that you delight in doing so, Father God. And so I'm asking you to help us on today, God. And I'm asking you to strengthen us on today, Lord. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can, God. And I know that there is nothing that is impossible with you. Lord, please complete the work that you begun inside of your people. Please, Lord, open up our hearts and our understanding that we may come together collectively, Father God, and ring the praises unto you. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I would like for you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want you guys to write down any and everything that has put you in a place of doubt. I want you to write down any and everything that has put you in a place of it's hard to believe. Of putting us in a place of fear. I don't know what's going on with these glasses today. Just giving y'all a little bit of time to write down every little bitty thing that has you in that place. name of the sermon today is Hope Strength Through Our Father's Love. And then there's a colon. And it's two words that he gave me that I want y'all to concentrate on today. Inner works. Inner works. Hope Strength Through Our Father's Love. See, we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that the Lord do not love us because that situation or that concern or that problem or even that challenge has not yet been resolved. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that these things are heavy and they burdensome and they causing us to get into that place of losing hope. We lose hope, and all our strength in the inside of us seem like we are drained. It seems like that we just cannot continue to go on, or we don't want to go on, or it's hard to go on, or we can't press past to get on. It seems like we got our backs up against the wall, and we can't get past that barrier. It seems like it's something that is stopping us. Now, we done said that we believe God. We said that we trust God. We say that we lean on Him. And we write down all this stuff constantly and continuously every time we think about something. We write all this stuff down. But still, our hope and our belief have a tendency a wavering. We're going to the book of Ephesians, y'all. They have a tendency of wavering. What is hope? It's to cherish a desire with anticipation. It's to desire with expectation of obtainment or fulfillment. It's to expect with confidence. That's what hope is. See, a lot of us done lost hope. Because we can say that we can believe. Oh, I believe God. Oh, I know God can do this. And I trust. But are you in expectation for it? Are you in expectation for it? Are you expecting that thing that you're hoping for? Because the Bible declares in Hebrews, now faith. He didn't say before faith. He didn't say tomorrow faith. He didn't say yesterday faith. He said now faith. Is the substance of things hoped for. I done gave y'all a definition to all this stuff before. And the evidence of things not seen. So the hope is what activates the evidence that will bring it into manifestation. I'm going to say that one more time. The hope is not something that you see, that you can feel, that you can hear, and it's nothing that is tangible. Hope, as the world say, is a wish. But we know hope is what you believe and you're standing on it in expectation to receive it. That's what hope is. Hope is something that you got so much confidence that when you think about it, you already believe you got it. See, this is kind of now that the Bible talks about. This is the kind of now. Hope's strength. So what is strength? The ability to exert effort for the accomplishment of a task. It's the ability to withstand force or stress without being distorted, dislodged, or damaged. See, your strength, hope's strength. Your strength comes from the hope. So even though you may not see it, you believe it. And your hope has activated the belief that's going to cause it to come into actuality. So there's your strength right there. Your strength lies in the hope. We ain't got no room to get weary. We ain't got no room to faint. We ain't got no room to not believe. We ain't got no room to not trust. Because our strength comes in hope. Now, we may get tired. That's weary. Yeah, that's weary. We may not want to do it no more. Oh, that's faint. And that's want to stop. But gird up your loins.
gird up your loins and continue to hope that your strength will lie in that hope through what? The Father's love. Because God loves us so much that he wants us to be able to know that everything that we hope for, if we think it, we can receive it. Why? Because we got confidence that according to his riches and his glory, it is just simply yes and amen. It is so. It is so. So we're not going to be blinded by what we see or what we hear that hinder us from, wait a minute, hold on. This is my current. I'm not going to look at what happened in my past to alter my current that I'm blinded from my future. See, because your past will not, say this, my past will not dictate my future. Because it's just that. It's just that. It's just that. Your past. So stop saying this, y'all. Oh, that always happened to me. I'm used to it. Okay? So the inner works in you is activating what? Don't answer that. Ponder on it. Hope, strength, through the Father's love, colon, inner works. See, our inner works is what gives us the access. Hope lies within. It ain't on the outside. Because if it was, what would we hope for it for? Because we'll see it. It's the, come on, let's go to Ephesians. Father. A father is the first person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's the first person of the Trinity. It's the one that originates. It's a person who established a whole new field of endeavor. See, he gave us hope through Jesus to let us know you still got a chance. It's the creator and ruler of the universe. What is love? It's unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. Love is the fatherly concern of God for humankind. It's to hold someone dear. It's to feel passion, devotion, or tenderness for somebody. See, look, I done said this 100 times. The Father in heaven, which is God, he does not just love us, y'all. He is obsessed with us. I'm gonna prove it. Y'all, I'm gonna prove it. He is passionately. He passionately loves us. He loves us so much until he get mad at us when we ain't doing right and he still don't hold it against us. Do we do that? We don't do that, do we? We can't love like that. We try to though. But it don't work. It don't work. See, we got conditions on our love. We say we want mutual love by one another, but we got conditions on it. Because if a person ain't doing a certain thing or saying a certain thing or acting a certain way towards you in the way that you believe that they should because of what you give, because you know we pour into folk that don't pour back into us. Come on, somebody. Then we got a problem with that. Is that not a condition of love? That's a condition of love. See, we don't understand that he gave us a boost the whole. He just showed me a boost. Like I literally was like standing at a fence and I saw a hand boosting me up. He gave us a boost of hope. He gave us a boost of hope through Jesus to show us the fatherly love that it. Are y'all getting it or is it just me? He killed his own kid because he loved us. Is you going to kill your baby because you love me? Who gonna do that? Who going to kill their kid to prove they love somebody? Absolutely nobody. If they do, they'll probably kill themselves afterwards. I'm just saying. Am I talking the truth? Because we get out of character when somebody do something to our babies. So tell me, you gonna kill your kid for somebody? We can't even stand for nobody to tell our kids nothing. I'm just saying. He loved us so much until he considered to destroy us all and then changed his mind. I'm hope, strength. Through our Father's love. And then it's a calling in the works. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. I'm finna show y'all. Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm gonna read through it right quick. Because it's the inner works inside of us that activates the hope. See, we don't understand the access that we have. We can receive any and absolutely everything that we want from our Father in heaven by simply just believing. You can. I'm talking anything. If you want healing, you can get it. If you want peace, you can get it. You may be living in a household, baby, that's chaotic. And if you go to God and ask him to give you peace, even in the midst of the chaos, you won't be moved. There won't be nothing that distorts you. You can be on a job that causes you to want to quit. Did you? I dare you to ask God for some peace. Baby, you are going there with a smile on your face, and while everybody else got their panties in a bunch, you the only one that's sitting there calm. I'm talking about the kind of peace that keep you calm when somebody come up against you. I'm talking if somebody hits you. Literally, physically. You got peace even in that. You gonna look at them like that. Now why you do that? What you hit me for? You so mad till you hit me? You had a kind of peace that'll make you not even want to hit them back. Because y'all already know what we was talking when we was growing up. If they hit you, you better hit them back. Ain't it? You had a kind of peace, baby, that'll make them regret even hitting you. I'm talking about the kind of peace that after they hit you, you look at them, they'll get scared. They'll be scared. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm talking. Listen. hope stirred through our Father's love in the works. I'm talking about the inner stuff. The stuff that's in the inside of you that it cannot be taken out of you. Did you hear what I say? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. I need some air, please. Whenever I'm up here, just automatically do it. Please. Ephesians 3. We're going to go to verse 14. Verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven, I'm going to say it again. For this cause I bow my knees unto who? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He's talking about us. He's talking about us. That he would what? Grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now you will not be able to be strengthened by your own might. I'm going to say it again. There's no way that you can strengthen your own self. Because when you're in a place of grief, baby, because you lost that loved one, you ain't got no more strength. You grieving so until you broken all the way down until can't even a joke make you laugh. He talking about strength in who? Let me say it again. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Did y'all know how rich his glory was? The value of the glory of the Lord cannot even be phantom. Because the Bible declares that he revealed his glory to some folk and they fell back as dead men. The Bible says he told Moses, I cannot allow you to see me because my glory is so powerful to kill you dead. Listen. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be what? Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You cannot be strengthened without the spirit of the Lord. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? Faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love, listen to this, may be able to comprehend, to understand with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. Do you really understand how much he loved you? Do you know the breadth of it? Do you know the length and the depth and the height of the love that he has for you, that you will be strengthened, and that thing that you are hoped for, it will come into manifestation, because you know God loves you so much, who is your Father, that he is going to make sure that you are right. He's going to make sure you are right, because he done told you constantly, cast your cares on me because I care for you. Come on, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. He done already done told you, you ain't got to worry about that situation or that concern, because I can handle that. I can fix that. I can change that. You need to know that even though you're going through this thing and you think that you can't hear me, I ain't never left you and I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to always be with you because there's a certain amount of bread, length, height, and depth of love that I have for you that you cannot understand. The Bible says that we must comprehend it. We can't even comprehend it. We can't comprehend it because it's just a word that's being said. Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you really understand what that is? Ain't nobody in here gonna give up their kid for the life of nobody. Don't you? You ain't gonna give up your own life. We need to be able to comprehend this love that we may be able to be strengthened through that thing that we hoping for. Through that thing that, unlike the world say, wish for. We need to understand that no matter what it may look like, no matter what it may seem, and even though we may be in the thick of it, that God loves us so much that there's no doubt. dealt no with no. He says, I'm just gonna go a little bit further. I'm gonna start from 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in this kind of love. To be rooted in something means you are, say, planted. To be rooted in something and grounded, you ain't easily moved. So if you're rooted and grounded in this kind of love, you will be able to comprehend the depth of the love that he has for you. See, he's telling us to be rooted and grounded in love towards one another. We can't even do that. So how in the world are we going to be able to comprehend the depth and the magnitude of the love that Jesus has for us? The Father in heaven has for us. See, because God loved us so much, his love has no limits, y'all. It ain't nothing that you can do, say, no way that you can act that can stop him from loving you. Now, he gonna hate that sin. But he's still going to love you because he said, I sent my son that you may be free. So in the midst of him hating that sin, he loved you so much until he said, you know what? I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt. And they keep on saying, I'm going to go back and try to pull him back in. I'm going to keep on trying to get him to understand. He loves us so much until he ain't going to easily give up on us, y'all. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about that. It says, love is patient. He got some kind of patience for us. Baby, if the Father in heaven didn't have patience with us, would none of us be sitting here? And Lord knows I wouldn't be standing here because I know I'm a big mess. I dare not pretend I got it together. Look, I'm just going to go a little further. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with everybody else, all the saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. We can't even understand it, y'all. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You cannot be filled with the fullness of God if you have not yet comprehended the magnitude of the love that he has for you. Why do you say that? Because soon as some trials come up in your life and you get all messed up because you have not yet comprehended the fullness of the love that God has for you. I'm going to say that again. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ with passive knowledge, that ye might be filled with all fullness of God. If we knew just how much the Lord loved us, and just how much and how deep and how high and how wide it was, wouldn't nothing shake us so easy? I'm not going to worry about my marriage, and it is not going to put me in that place of being distorted. And even though it's all kind of mess going on in my home, even though it's all kind of havoc going on with my children, and even though I cannot get, say ahead, even though all these things is trying to overtake me, I'm not going to allow it to overtake me because I'm more than a conqueror through who? Jesus. And why is that? Because I comprehend and I understand the magnitude of the breadth, the depth, the width, and the height of the love that he has for me. How can I comprehend that? He said that he sent his son that I may be free. And if I'm free, I'm going to have life in an abundance. My life in abundance is coming from my what? Hope, which is my assurance and my confidence in any and everything that is happening in my life. I know that it ain't going to overtake me because God says that I am not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. So I'm going to be able to conquer that thing. I'm going to be able to get over that thing. I'm going to be able to get past that thing. Because he said he wanted me to have life and have it in abundance. So if he's telling me that I'm going to have life and have it in abundance, it don't matter who try to kill me. Because it ain't going to prosper. It don't matter what the doctors say. Because he is my creator. He said he wanted me to have life in abundance. It does not matter what is going on, because I know he loved me enough that he want me to come into a peace. I just preached this a few days ago. He said, after you have suffered for a little while. After. See, we got to go through some things first, because he need us to be able to comprehend. I love you so much that even in your suffering, and you have suffered for a little while, I'm going to establish you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm gonna perfect you. I'm going to give you rest in the end. So even though, see, because I know he loved me so much that even at the thought of what I'm in or what I see, it ain't gonna move me. Because I'm grounded and rooted what? In that love that he has towards me. That love that God has towards me is the kind of love that cannot be moved out of me. Why? Because what he say? I bow my knees that he grant you some strength through what? His spirit. So if he is dwelling in me by his spirit, then I'm automatically strengthened. It does not mean that I'm not going to be emotionally messed up. But what it do mean is that I'm not going to allow my emotions to dictate my belief. Because our emotions will dictate our belief. How do our emotions dictate our belief? Let somebody say something, let you see something, let you hear something. Or that, then you will start believing what you see or what you hear instead of what you know. And I know God love me. So it don't matter what I hear or what I know God. Let me show you. Ephesians. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. I just said that. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You gonna be filled with the fullness of God knowing that he loved you. That's your assurance right there. That everything that you think, you desire, or you wish, like the world say, that you gonna be. It's gonna be performed. Listen to this. These last two scriptures is the scriptures that smacked me in my face again. And I done preached them before. Now, that's the first word that he just had me to elaborate with y'all when it comes to Hebrews chapter 12. Now, faith. Now, unto him who is our Father, that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. All, I'm going to start right there. See, I know, I'm talking about Yvette, the breadth, the depth, the height, and the love that my Father, which is in heaven, has towards me, that I know ain't nothing impossible with. Break that word down. It only two words to it. The first two letters is I. And if you break that down, he tried to get us to understand this way thousands and thousands of years ago. When Moses said, who you want me to tell them that you are? He said, I am. Who is I am? I am that I am. That's it in that song. Now unto I am, him that is able to do exceedingly. Exceedingly means a whole lot, y'all. He didn't say exceeding. He said exceedingly. So that means consistent. That means consistent. Now unto I am that is able. When you are able to do something, that means ain't nothing stopping you. When you are able to do something, that means ain't no hindrances or no stumbling blocks. When you are able to do something, that means that you will do it. To be able is without no sickness, no. Now unto I am that is able to what? Do. To do what? Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Abundantly is the excess. Abundantly is the, say more than enough. Or too much. Exceedingly and abundantly, and then above. So, if we try to look above this ceiling, we ain't going to be able to. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Y'all do know he the creator, right? You do understand. Have I lost anybody? Because maybe it's just me that's really getting it. Because we can only walk in the fullness of God if we are filled with the spirit of what? Hope. I just read that. Hope is something that we are in expectation for without doubt. Hope is confidence in knowing that it is so, regardless to what I see and what I hear. That hope that we have within, we're talking about the inner man. We're talking about that inner thought. We're talking about that inner stuff that can activate. Let me prove it. Listen to this. Let me just finish. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh in us. What's working in you? So, because I know God loved me more than I can even fathom. I just read it. Because I know without a doubt that he want me to have life in an abundance. It does not matter what I see or what I hear or what somebody else done told me. I know he is able to do it when? Now. I know he is able to do it because ain't nothing impossible with I am. And I am is what? Anything I need him to be. Why? Because he just said it. Above all. Huh. So there's no limits. There's absolutely nothing in this land that I can even think that I can't obtain. Why? Because that spirit of hope, which is of the Father, resides inside of me. It is got to come into fruition. I just read it. I'm going to go up a few scriptures. I'm going to prove it to y'all. Listen to this. This same minister to me. Listen to this. Okay. Praise God. Okay. I'm still in chapter 3. It says, I'm going verse 10. I'm starting. To the intent that now, y'all heard what I said when I was standing right there, right? Listen to this. To the intent that now unto the what? Principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. He wants us to know it. We are the church. I just said this to y'all. Listen to this. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I just preached on that. Listen to this. This is the kicker right here. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith in him. Now I just gave y'all something that you never, ever have to doubt for absolutely nothing, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what? Oh, and I wouldn't give a rat's tail if it was a toenail, baby. Think it, believe it, and watch it manifest. Huh. Because we got what? Access. I've been telling y'all that for the longest. God give me any and everything I ever want. Every good and perfect gift come from the Lord, and he has no sorrow. So, baby, there ain't going to be no sorrow. It ain't going to be no, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You ain't got to worry about it. Because you know God loves you enough that he could do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask, speak, or even imagine. It have not even entered into your mind. Your heart cannot even fathom. Why? Because the breadth and the depth and the length and the width. What manner of love is that? There's absolutely nothing in this world that God is not able. He said above what? All principalities and powers in heavenly places. Don't you know it's done in the spirit before it comes into manifestation? I just read it. According to the purposes that he purposed. I just read it. I'm going to read it again. Woo. Jesus. When I sit up here and tell y'all today when you leave here, you should be leaving here encouraged. You should be leaving here, baby, with the activation of the spirit of what? Hope that dwells within you, because you know that God is able. You know it ain't absolutely nothing that has power over God. I just read it. He says according to what was working in you. What's working in you, baby? What's working inside of you? Don't you allow your thoughts to work it out. Because that's what's going to happen. Your thoughts will mess you up. That spirit that's inside of you will work its way right on out. And then you'll fall into that place of depression, sadness, non-belief, lost hope, doubt, fear, all that. All that. I'm going to read it again. This is what he said. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. It was hid from us. He has opened up his wisdom to us, that we may be able to take these tools and use them, that we may be able to live that life in abundance. Listen to this. To the intent that now until, not now, that we're now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known. He allows us to learn these things, that it might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. It's, see, purposed. Is it? How many times I done told y'all it's intentional? Everything that you're going through was intentionally purposed. It ain't nothing too bad. It ain't no sickness that make you sad. It ain't no barrenness. It ain't no hopelessness. It's childlessness, fatherlessness, mother. None of that. Everything that we're going through is intentionally purposed. Because he wants us to understand the manifestation of his glory. We cannot walk in the fullness. I just read it in Ephesians. We cannot walk in the fullness of God until we are fulfilled with what? That spirit. And that spirit is whole. That spirit is whole. That spirit has given us access. Listen. According to the eternal purpose, eternal is forever. Listen, don't you know that any and everything that's happening inside of your life, in your life, to you, in your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, it was already predestined before you was even formed in the very bowels of your mama belly. This stuff got to happen. It has to happen for what? The glory of the Lord. Listen to this. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith in him. Your faith has given you access to carry the confidence of this right here. I know what God can do. I don't care what nobody's saying. I know he's able. I don't care what nobody else believe. I know he can because he's the creator. I know he's able because it ain't nothing impossible with him. It don't matter how you look or see. No matter what you see. It don't matter what you hear. It don't matter what other folk believe. Baby, I don't even care what science say. I know who God is. Did you hear what I say? I know who God is. And he is the great I am. He is my Alpha and Omega. He the beginning and the end. He the creator of all creations. He is the one that can tell the wind to be still. What make you think he can't stop sickness or diseases? Baby, he moved the waters. God is. He's the great I am. He's the only one to hold life and death in the palm of his hand. Man can't tell you when you gonna live or when you gonna die. They don't even have that kind of knowledge. Why they don't have that kind of knowledge? Because they ain't God. Huh. They not God. He's the only one true and living God. Did you hear me? The very devil has the back. The devil got to bow down to him. Did y'all hear me? He can't do nothing. Can't nothing overtake you. I wouldn't give a rat's tail what nobody say. I know what he can do. Because I know what he done did for me, baby. Over and over and over again. I can't stand. I'll be up here all day trying to tell y'all all that he did for me exceedingly and abundantly and above. I'm telling you, there's absolutely nothing that can stop you from walking in the fullness of the Lord. That fullness is going to keep you in peace. When they try to tell you what God says, it's... See, they would try to make you think and believe that there's no hope. Hope's strength is that faith. I'm going to read this. In Ephesians one more time. I want y'all to really give Ephesians. Ephesians. I'm going to read it one more time. Just one more time. And I'm going to read right through it right quick. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, talking about us, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. We're talking about any and everything that you want now, according to his glory, according to his riches, because he said that he would give you that thing if it's his will for you to have it. Listen to this. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. See, it's in the inside. It don't matter what's going on the outside. I think I done preached this before about the outer courts and the inner courts and the holies of holies and going behind the veil. See, when you standing in the outer court, baby, it's all kind of foolishness going on. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be life. It's going to be death. It's going to be all kind of sadness and depression. In the outer courts, baby, it's going to be so much stuff being whispered inside of your ear until it may want to put you in a place of being discouraged or depressed or losing hope. In the outer courts, baby, it has so many balls and chains that we dragging along, we don't even know how to get rid of them old hurts and them soul ties and them old ties. We don't even want to let go of some stuff. In the outer courts, it's all kind of unforgiveness. It's all kind of vengefulness. It's all kind of manner of evil going on in the outer courts. But then when you step in the inner courts, you get to shaking off some things because some of that noise done died down. Some of that noise done died down. See, when we in the outer courts, it distracts us, says the Lord. He says distractions. It's a lot of distractions. We can't go behind the veil, which is walking in the fullness of God. We can't go behind the veil if we still got that outer court mentality. That's some thoughts. We can't even enter into the inner courts. Listen, don't go to the holies of holies, baby. Because by the time you get to the holies of holies, it gets real quiet. It gets real quiet. And the only thing that's succumbing you is peace. That's it. Nothing else can enter in. Nothing else can enter in. Absolutely nothing. I'm proving it to you right now through the scriptures. I ain't making this stuff up. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? Faith. That faith is that hope. That hope is what takes you to the holies of holies. Did you hear what I say?
Yep.
That hope is what gives you that peace. That hope is what keeps you in a place of peace. Because of that spirit that's dwelling down inside. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Did I say us? The power that worketh. The power that worketh in you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you. It's the power that worketh inside of you that has given you the access to the fullness, which is freedom. I'm free from all sickness. I'm free from all shame. I'm free from all pain. I'm free from all heartache. I'm free from all doubt. I'm free from all fear. This is what activated. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. So if there's but one thing, two, three, four, I wouldn't care, 100 things that got you in that place of doubt or fear, write it down right now. And when you write it down, you writing it down in confidence now unto the I am that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more. Above all I think. Above all I desire. Above all I want. Above all I... Some of us can't handle all the stuff he want to give us in an abundance. Some of us can't. I want want y'all to write down all these doubts. I want you to write down all these fears. I want you to write down all these sins that has caused you to be in a place of not being able to walk in the fullness of God and believe in Him no matter what. No matter what they say. No matter how it look. I just believe God.
I see victory.
Do you see it? I see victory. I believe that. I believe it because Jesus died that I may receive it. Baby, victory bombarding me. It's coming. You'll think it's a whole football full of people finna tackle me. That's all my victory, baby. You hear what I say? And I'm gonna be so grounded and so rooted that it ain't gonna knock me down. I believe God. Write these things down. When you get to writing them down, please bring them to the altar. Put it on the altar and stay on the altar and just start praying for yourself. I believe God. I believe He is able to do any and everything that we can even imagine. Claim your victory today. Believe God for any and everything and all things. Because I know He able. We're not going to allow distractions. Nothing that we see or hear. Nothing that has been presented to us. Baby, let me tell you something. It can be some things that's been presented to you that have put you in a place of doubt. It'll put you in a place of fear. Nothing that was presented to us is going to put us in that place anymore. Because I believe God. He done did too much. Write down all this stuff. Put it on the altar. And then stand up here and pray for yourself. Because I believe God. When you putting all that stuff down, that's any and everything that you got in your outer court. Because God is able. Praise Him like you already got your victory. Because He's able. coming. If you need peace, if you need a change, if you need newness, whatever it is, ask God to do it right now. Jesus. Ask him to do it for you. Start praying for yourself even before I start praying with you. Remember, he is your creator. Remember, he is the only one that can do it. Don't be distracted. Don't worry about what nobody else doing. You get it for yourself. You talk to the Lord for yourself. You ask him for you. Let him be God for you. It don't matter what nobody say. It don't matter what was presented to you. Get it for yourself. in our lives that we have a tendency of holding on to some things because of what was presented to us. But what we need to know and what we need to realize is that if he did it before, he'll do it again. It's already done. It's already done, says the Lord. Man ain't got no rule over our bodies. They can't do absolutely nothing to heal us. It's only God. He said, you just wanted to touch and agree. That's all. See? When people ask for prayer or need prayer, it ain't that they in a place of depression or sadness. It ain't that they in a place of fear. The Bible says that one person can send 10,000 to fight, and two, we just touch and agree. I believe God with any and every morsel in my body. There's absolutely nothing that he is not able to do. I know he could change the unchangeable. If God said it, it's simply yes and amen. Can't nobody overtake absolutely nothing. If God said, I'm going to give you peace, baby, you got peace. If God said, I'm going to change some things, he's going to change some things. Just move up a little bit. Just move up a little bit. The Lord say, move out my way. Sometimes we be in the way. I want everybody to step to the right. Just step to the right. Step to the right. Say, Lord, I'm moving out your way. Just move out the way. We want to get out of his way so he can have his way. He can't have his way if we're standing in the way. Just say, Lord, I trust you. Come on, one more time. Everybody in the sanctuary. Lord, I trust you. Oh, God. Touch them in their hearts and even in their minds on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real. Lord, your word has went forth, Father God, that they may be able to walk in the fullness of your glory and knowing and understanding, God, that you have given them boldness and access, Father God, to your wisdom, Lord, that you, Father God, may be able to rest, rule, and abide within their hearts, that they may know, Father God, with confidence and assurance and hope, Lord, that it is so. Lord, I'm asking you to comfort your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may have peace in their minds. That they may have peace in their thoughts. That they may have peace, Father God, in any and every area of their lives, Father God. And if by chance, Lord, that you would not allow that peace to come, Lord, let them know that it was purposed intentionally. Lord, if there be any unbelief and any doubt that's residing within our hearts and our minds on today, Lord, I'm asking you to uproot it on today. I'm asking you to remove it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may go and stand in that place of assurance. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may be restored back into their proper place in their original state, which is good. Lord, you know each and every last one of us in here. You know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. You know individually, Father God, what we're hoping for. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you grant it to your people. Grant it to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your timing. According to your will. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any hidden intentions, any hidden motives, Father God, or anything that may cause them to go into a place of covetousness or even desiring this thing just to be like, look at me. Lord, I'm asking you to settle your people on today, God. Give them that clarity and that understanding of today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that this thing must take place in their lives simply for your glory. Lord, you are so righteous. You are so just. I'm asking you to touch the marriages, Lord. I'm asking you to touch the families. I'm asking you to touch our hearts for to be able to even accept the marriages to come. I'm asking you to touch our bodies and remove any sickness, illness, disease, and viruses even now. Drop any excess fluid, Father God, that we may be carrying within our bodies. Lord, I'm asking you to remove any excessive bleeding in the internal organs. Lord, I'm asking you to reconstruct some things even in the very bowels of our womb. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun down inside of us, Lord, and reactivate our faith in you. I'm asking you to do it, God, because you did it when you gave us your son, Jesus. You already provided this for us. Don't y'all know he already provided these things for us? I gave you guys the word on today that it may be able to encourage you and that you may be able to activate the accessible things that he has already provided. We should walk in the fullness of the Lord even in the midst of all the challenges that we face and experiences that we have to go through, with the assurance and confidence that this too shall pass. It's only for a season. All of us is in our own different seasons. Trouble don't last always, y'all. Everything.
You see, everything you need.
So what's your inner works? According to what's working inside of you, be it so, says the Lord of hosts. It's his word. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to what worketh in you. So activate that hope, which is the confidence of knowing that you may be able to receive. And that can be in any area of your life. He already paid the price. So you got access. It's been provided for you. Y'all getting it? That's that fullness, that freedom, that's that fullness, that wholeness, that's that fullness. And knowing that, stand on his word. Because everything that he said, it has to come to fruition. Why? Because he's not a God that shall lie. He said his word is going to go out and perform that thing that is spoke. So if he spoke it, it's simply yes and amen. We're not going to lean to our own understanding, and we sure ain't going to try to figure them out. Step to the right again, y'all. And we moving out the way. We moving out your way, Lord. We moving out your way in confidence that you know the way. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are good. And they're not evil. He got an expected end for each and every last one of us, which is a future. You have access to the future. Did y'all hear me? You have access to the future. Your future is not bleak, because he said he has a thought that is good and not evil. That you will get an expected end. That's a future.
Yeah. Or you can take what belongs to you. Yeah. He paid the price for you.
So God sent Jesus that we can have access to it. Are y'all listening to this song? Healing, salvation, prosperity. We ain't got to lack nothing. Why? Because I know. It ain't that I just believe. You got to go a little further than that. I know God is my provider. I know he's my healer. I know he's my creditor, so a man can't tell me what I can't have. Did y'all hear what I say? I know he's my comforter, so I ain't got to sit here and say. I know he's my counselor, so I got all the folk I need to talk to in him. I know he's my avenger, so I ain't got to worry my pretty little head about getting back. I know he's a way maker, because I sure can't see a way. See, we got to know these things in order for them to be activated. And he gave us access to who? Jesus. Now we can walk in the fullness and the peace through the wisdom of God, our Father, and knowing he loved me so much until it is so. So when somebody start coming to you talking negative, you speak positive and think it and then say it is so in Jesus' name. Because he the way, the truth, and the life. He did it that I may be able to live. He did it that I may be able to testify and tell her the goodness. He did all these things for me. And in doing that, you activating that hope, which is belief. And the only thing you got to say to that negative word, that naysayer, or what is presented to you that's opposite or contrary to that word of God, I believe God. God is. That's it. And that's all. I believe God. And I don't care what it look like, I believe God going to bring me through this. I don't care what they say, I know he going to get me out of this. He said by his stripes I'm healed. So I ain't got to walk around and be sick. Y'all hear her? Everything, every promise that he spoke in that book, it is mine. Now, I don't know about y'all. You can say it to yourself if you want to, or you can say it out loud. I'm saying it out loud because I want the devil to hear. Every promise that God gave me is mine. Is mine, is mine. Can't nobody curse what God bless. And can't nobody have what God has for me. What he got for me is exactly for me. Now, I may share, but he not going to give you my blessing. He going to give me my blessing. Now, I may share my blessing with you before you get yours. That don't mean you got to give me none of yours.
Right.
See, because we blessed to bless somebody else. So everything that he said was mine. I don't care if he told me something when I was 5, 6 years ago. I believe God. And I believe that it was purpose for me to get it at another time and not this time. I just believe God. He may not want to hear me right quick. He may want me to sit here so that I may be able to recognize some things. Or he's trying to teach me some things. But whatever the case is, just say it loud. I believe God.
I believe God.
I choose to believe God.
I choose to believe God.
What he said is true.
I just believe God.
He always comes through.
It's just God.
I believe
Did
God.
I say that singing that song? I believe God. It don't matter. I cannot reiterate that enough. It make you feel good. And she just smiles. She's like, yeah, I believe God. I believe God too, girl. You hear me? I feel what you feel right now. She just smiles like, oh, I believe God. I believe God too. God told me by one prophet. He said, you're going to be a millionaire. And then that same prophet said, uh-uh. The Lord said, he ain't going to make you a millionaire. He going to make you a billionaire. I believe God. I may not be a billionaire today, but I know he's able to make me a billionaire. So while he's preparing me to receive it, I'm going to walk in it, baby, like I already got it. Why? Because I believe God. I just believe God. I believe God gonna make me a billionaire because he know if I'm a millionaire, I'm gonna be broke right quick because I'm gonna try to get it to everybody. So he gotta make sure that he got it. Because I'm always giving away. And I just believe God. Because I want to see everybody. Everybody. Everybody, baby, even my very enemies. I want to see them prosper. For real. Folk who don't like me and hate me, I want to see them prosper. And then maybe they will like me and they won't hate me. Yeah. Distract them a little bit. You know. Just a little bit. You see what I'm saying? We don't want to be distracted by the negative stuff. We want the positive stuff to distract us so we can stay in that place of peace. And even in that positivity, we don't want to get too distracted and thinking and believing that it's us when it's all gone. It's all gone. It's all gone. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. If you believe God, you can just go to your seat. Because when he done, y'all do know I'm done.
And on the way back to y'all,
see,
grab somebody's
hand and
touch and agree.
That's it.
Lord, say,
just touch and agree.
Touch and agree.
No matter what you're going through.
I believe God.
How bad it looks.
Father God, each and every individual that's going back to their seat, and they trusting and believing you, Lord, we're telling you right now and acknowledge you as being the sole source and the very essence of it all. We believe you because we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God that cannot lie and neither can you die. We just believe you, Lord. Let these things come into manifestation that your people may see visibly and tangibly that you are a God of truth. Because I be so happy when people be coming back testifying. I be like, I told you the Lord said it. Because I believe God. I just believe him. Y'all remember what I said today? When y'all leave here? Because the enemy gonna try to come and distract you because the word went forward today that we believe God. He's gonna try to distract you and make you think the opposite. remember this sermon. Go back and listen to it. It'll be on YouTube, the website. It's accessible. I believe God. I'm going to play that one more time. The inner works.
If you believe that, lift up your hands and just say, I believe God.
Y'all let it work inside of y'all, okay? I love you guys so much.
He always comes.
I hope it was something said on today.
I believe God.
That'll keep you guys encouraged. I pray it was something said on today. That'll keep you encouraged. I've been praying about that thing, girl. I've been praying so for her to drink some water until I told the Lord that she won't want to, please give her the desire to want nothing but water. I know her kidney saying, thank you. I love you guys so much. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I'm not going to tarry and hold you much longer. Happy Father's Day to all the men. Happy Father's Day to you guys. I love you guys so much. Look, we always did. And I had to make sure I said that today because on yesterday when we went to go through the baptism, I had said something about Father's Day. And the man that was driving me over to the baptismal thing said, you know us men don't never get celebrated for nothing. That man told me that men don't get celebrated for nothing. So I, Yvette, your pastor, celebrate all men today. Happy Father's Day. Now, and I love y'all. As a father, an earthly father, we're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering again. I hope that I said something on today that will keep you guys encouraged, that you will continue pressing. Remember, don't get distracted by the stuff. Y'all know that our community day is coming up next month in July. Everything is free. The food, we got all kind of, we're going to have all kind of stuff out here. Free food, free clothes, shoes, all the stuff. All the stuff is free. Please tell somebody and invite somebody. It's the second Saturday of July. I think that's the 13th. Is it the 13th? I think it's July the 13th. The second Saturday. And we are taking donations. If you want to donate some clothes, some shoes, or whatever, we're taking donations until June the 30th. I think that's a couple more Sundays, isn't it? I think that's the last day we're taking donations because we were so overwhelmed with stuff last year and the year before and the year before that until we just didn't, I didn't get to all this stuff. You know, but we want to make sure we also need volunteers. If you guys want to volunteer and come out here, please be here at least by 8 o'clock because it starts at 10. Tell somebody, invite somebody, the whole community. Invite your family, invite your friends. You never know what somebody needs. Know that I love you and so do Jesus. I love the Lord, y'all. That word ministered to me so tough this morning. And he didn't give it to me until the last minute. I was like, Lord, you ain't even told me what you want me to say to the people. And then prayed 3-4 times. And then I'm walking around. I'm like, okay, Lord. And then in the midst, I mean, putting on some lotion. He said the inner works. I said the inner works. He said, yeah. He It's according to what worketh inside of them, be it unto you. That's what Jesus told the man. The man say, Lord, would you give me my sight? Would you help me? Everybody went to, they say, Lord, it's like they was in desperation. Sometimes you got to get desperate. He said, will you make it? He said, do you believe I can do it? He said, yeah. He said, well, be it unto you according to what you believe. So it's what's working in you. It's what's working in you. And while you waiting on it, praise him. Worship him. Thank him in advance. Do that. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hands. It's some people that gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. Make sure that I put that in.
You can make it through the rain.
Thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can make it. If you're doing Cash App, please fill out an envelope and put, you know, Cash App on there. Just so I would know as I record this stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need any envelopes, raise your hands. We'll get you some. Rihanna, get up and get the envelopes for the people. Thank you, Jesus. You can make it. It ain't nothing too hard for God. Raise your hands if you need envelopes. She got them for you guys. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys just simply seeking the face of the Lord.
You can make it through the rain.
Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord.